Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisro Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment of the Halachos of Food Preparation on Shabbos. Though there are numerous halachic considerations when it comes to preparing food, clearly the one that occupies the greatest range of issues has to do with bishul, the halachic issue of cooking on Shabbos. So what I'd like to spend some time going through is the exact Torah definition of bishul and then some of the rabbinic restrictions. If we start with the Torah prohibition, I think things will proceed in a nice way. So first of all, what exactly is the Torah definition of bishul? The Torah definition of bishul is to significantly alter anything through heat. It's not restricted to food, by the way. If someone melted down metal on Shabbos, that might also be considered bishul. But obviously for our purposes, even though we translate bishul as cooking, the primary focus of bishul is cooking, and that has to do with food. So when am I considered, on a Torah level, to be cooking food on Shabbos? So when it comes to regular dry, solid food, not dry, but solid food, a very significant barometer is machal ben drusoy. It's a very interesting term in halacha. Machal ben drusoy means food for the son of drusoy. Who in the world was the son of drusoy? So he was a very famous thief in the times of the Talmud. And like any good thief, he didn't have a lot of time to dawdle. And he was on the move frequently. And part of what he was famous for was he did not have a very high standard for the level by which food could be cooked in order for it to be good enough for ben drusoy. And there's two different opinions. Some say that if it was halfway cooked, it was considered already machal ben drusoy, good enough for him. Some say if it was a third way cooked. In any event, if I take raw food and I bring it up to the level of machal ben drusoy on Shabbos, I am considered to have cooked on a Torah level. If I did not bring it up to machal ben drusoy, so I haven't accomplished significant cooking, I'm certainly prohibited from doing so, practically speaking, and we'll get into that later, but in terms of the basic Torah definition, I'm in Torah violation of cooking if I brought food up to machal ben drusoy, because that's considered a baseline for a very low level of what's considered edible. Okay, now, once it's beyond machal ben drusoy, any furthering of the cooking up until it being completely cooked is also a Torah violation. So if I had a kugel that I, for whatever reason, took out of the oven on Friday afternoon and it was 3/4 way cooked, and then on Shabbos itself, I put it back in the oven, I have cooked on Shabbos. I have cooked by Torah standards. I've cooked on Shabbos. It's a very, very serious thing. So for this reason, any actions that I do on Shabbos of doing an act exposing food to heat on Shabbos, it has to be that when I'm exposing that, the food is fully cooked to begin with. That's statement number one. That was all for solid food. What about for liquid food? So for solid food, machal ben drusoy is a very significant barometer. For liquids, the very significant barometer is yad solet espo. Loosely translated, yad solet espo means that if someone were to touch that liquid with their hand would shoot away, very hot to the touch. The Talmud goes into much discussion as to what exactly that is. There's a wide range of understanding on a temperature level as to what we're talking about. Common understanding is it's anywhere in between 110 and 160 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the common understanding. What that would mean, practically speaking, is when it's a stringency, when it's playing it safe, to use a lower barometer, we'd go with 110. And when it's playing it safe to use a higher barometer, we'd go with 160. So if I have liquid on Shabbos, that could be water, that could be a soup, that could be many other things. If I have liquid on Shabbos that's cold, and I bring it up to somewhere in between 110 and 160 degrees Fahrenheit, I have committed the Torah act of cooking on Shabbos. Is there any higher point? For solids, we said the basic point is machal ben drusoy, and the higher point is until it's considered fully cooked. For liquids, the higher point is boiling point. So if it's 175 degrees, but not yet hot enough to be at a boil, and I do an act to continue to expose it to heat, then I'm also considered to have done Torah-level cooking on Shabbos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.